Our next item is subdivision 2006-75, Tall Group LLC, Sunset Woods as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-75 for Tall Group LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing zoning. GR zoning permits 4 lots per acre with central sewer, and this project has a density of only 1.71 lots per acre. Proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Subdivision is near the town of Greenwood, as in with the town's future annexation area. Proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. The project will be served by a community wastewater system in accordance with all state and county requirements, and this approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 222 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowner association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffer, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. Stormwater management systems shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county and shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval and review of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. The final site plan shall contain approval of the Sussex Conservation District for design and location of stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agriculture purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the area buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested area shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included with any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. Sidewalks shall be located on one side of a street in the subdivision. As proposed by the applicant, there will be walking paths throughout the subdivision. The subdivision will be served by a central water system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. Within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit, developers shall construct all of the recreational amenities. There shall be a permanent marker along uplands, boundaries of all wetland areas. It is suggested that the applicant reconfigure the entrance so that it is not directly across County Road from an existing house to prevent headlights and traffic from heading directly towards the home. The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-75, Toll Group LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.